Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. Speaking of Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough boys soccer team. One of the best teams in the county, record-wise, of course, at 11-3-1, and coming off a weekend where they participated in the Camdenton tournament and beat a Kirksville team that was 11-1. And of course, we'll get to that in a second with just how significant a win like that is. But several things, Coach Schott, have been happening for you guys this year. Obviously, the biggest news as far as individual players go is Mark Moore setting the goals record for most goals in a career earlier this season, and also setting a career high for him in a single season as he's up to 23. Why don't we start with those two storylines, because that adds to the greatness of this season up to this point, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, the tournament down in Camdenton that we play in, it's one of those that kind of falls almost, you know, in the middle of the season. And a lot of it is we want to go down and, you know, work on some team chemistry, you know, not necessarily force guys into situations, but, you know, they spend a lot of time with each other off the field as well. So we've been going down there with the boys and the girls, I think, for about the last 6-7 years, something like that. And you know, some years we'll win a couple games and other years we won't do so well. But with the guys this year, it's really more of a shootout really than it is a tournament. There's 12 teams down there and we played 3 games in 28 hours and they use a point system. You know, we won all 3 games. We finished fourth, but you don't play the same teams everybody else does. So, you know, whether we finish first or fourth, it doesn't really matter. You know, we spent a lot of time together, off the field as well as on the field. And you know, we played a decent Sullivan team, jumped out to a 4-0 lead on Friday, you know, after sitting on a bus for 3 hours and kind of hanging out at the hotel for a couple hours after that. So always a little worried about, you know, how their legs are going to be, but they jumped out, played pretty well. Second game we played Carl Junction, which record wasn't very good, but they actually were a pretty solid team. And we had to come from behind in that one. I think the guys knew what their record was, and they kind of took them lightly. And then the third game is always a tricky one because you try to use your bench a lot in the first couple games and have guys fresh. And luckily this year the weather was really nice. And our third game Saturday evening was at 6 p.m. So the sun was going down. The weather was awesome. And the guys knew they were up against a pretty good opponent. So, you know, they brought their A game. And, you know, that enabled us to really – you could tell they focused on a lot of the things we work on in practice, you know, staying patient and – you know, take what the opponent gives you and, you know, not having to force things if it's unnecessary. And they played a really good game against a really talented team and scored a goal in each half. And, you know, they had a blast. You know, they were even, you know, we had the Bluetooth speaker going in the bus and they played our warm-up. One of the guys has our warm-up list on their phone and, you know, Gloria played a couple times. I know that's kind of old hat now, but, you know, they enjoyed it. So it was a lot of fun, you know, just to go down. I think it's the first time we've ever won 3 games with a boys or a girls team. So, I don't think the individual win was significant. It just the way they played it. And you look at the scoreboard 2-0. You're thinking, well, you know, that's an okay win. But the way we played, and I wouldn't say it was dominating, but it was a pretty solid. You know, the ball was on our foot most of the game, and we really dictated how the game was played. So. It was as close to dominant could be without necessarily being dominating the entire game. I think AJ only had to make one or two saves. The defense played well. The midfield held the ball when it was necessary, and the front line went forward when they had to. So it was fun to see those guys play that way, and they really enjoyed it afterwards. You know, they knew they'd done, you know, now I'm not going to say a special thing. You know, we went down to a tournament, had fun, and won 3 games in a matter of, you know, not even 2 days' time. It was, like I said, 28 hours. So it was real fun to come back, you know, and then, you know, get the win against Farmington, who I know their record doesn't look good, but I know Ade works with those guys tactically, and you can tell. We played them in a summer game or a friendly over the summer, and, you know, they were so much better than they were at that point, you know, and we didn't score until about 8 or 9 minutes left. But that was another satisfying win where it's just, you know, we did what we had to do to win, and, you know, Mitchell comes up late. Mitchell doesn't score a lot, and we score off a corner. I think we've had like 36 corners in the last 4 games. So, you know, we know we're generating offense and chances. So, you know, that's always a telltale sign other than just goals or shots. You know, getting a lot of corners means you're generating offense and keeping pressure on the other team and their end. And then obviously, you know, Mark is having a stellar season and, you know, he's never satisfied though. You know, he was happy last night with the win, but you could just tell, you know, we had a couple goals called back on offsides, which were, they were really close. I think they both were offsides, but, you know, a matter of a foot or two here and there could have been, you know, could have been 3-0 maybe. But you can just tell after a game if, you know, he doesn't think he played his best game, he's still happy to get the win as a team. But you can tell there's just that inner drive that thinks, man, I could have had one here or there. I could have had this assist there or whatever. But it's been fun to watch him because he is one of those guys that's just, he's just driven. He doesn't, you know, we try to motivate him, but I think he's just so internally motivated that you don't have to do anything. It's just you blow the whistle and bam, Mark's it. He's engaged right away and you can tell. And he does different jobs for us too. He doesn't just score goals and assist. You know, there's a couple games where he moved them on the back line just to kind of give some guys back there a breather. And, you know, he's played there a little bit on his club team. So he doesn't mind doing anything that you ask him to as long as he knows why and if it's going to help the team win. That's all he cares about. And, you know, it's high school sports and everybody says, you know, winning and losing isn't really the bottom line. But it sure makes going out to practice a lot more fun for the guys. And it's a much more enjoyable atmosphere. And, you know, if you don't enjoy winning, it's hard to be out, you know, spending 5-6 days a week at practice and games and, you know, showing up for your school and doing all those things. It's almost like having a part-time job. And all these guys, they can beat hard and they actually, they truly, really enjoy each other. It's a good group of guys. They get together and they get along really well. And I think that's also a key component than just, you know, just the talent that they have on the field. I think them being engaged with each other all the time, that camaraderie bleeds over onto the field.
Yeah, Coach, obviously the team chemistry aspect of things and having the talent that you have with Mark Moore and Mitchell Hickson and your goalkeeper, A.J. Krasneski, and just a lot of household names, if you will, Jacob Bogowith, Colton Leonard, Grant Beck, Werner Finder, these guys that have been with you for quite some time now. And Coach, I kind of want to go over the schedule a little bit with you as we're speaking to Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough boys soccer team. You've played some tough opponents this year, including that Kirksville team. Perryville always extremely tough. You would probably agree you didn't have your best performance there, but Perryville, one of the best teams around this area. Fredericktown, also a team that puts up a good fight. Of course, we just had Grant Schenkel as our athlete of the week because he scored 6 goals against Festus, which is a lot to have in a single game, let alone in a week. But then also a Pacific team that you fell 3-2 to, as well as a SLU JV. You only lost 1-0 there. So as far as your guys being challenged this year, you have put them up against some really good teams, and some they've won and some they've lost, but in those losses, they're not getting crushed for the most part, and I'm sure that's encouraging for you.
Yeah, you know, the SLU game was the championship game of our tournament, and you know, that was a penalty kick loss, so it's one of those things. We win 100 minutes, nobody could score, and then their keeper, you know, AJ saved 2 of their penalties and their keeper saved all 4 of ours, which I don't know if I've ever seen that, but their goalie just nailed it down for them in that penalty shootout. The Pacific game, I thought we had in hand, and there was a controversial call where the ball hit our crossbar, came down. We kept playing. We played for about 30 seconds, and then the referee blew the whistle and decided to stop play and ended up calling it a goal, which was kind of strange, which tied the game, and we should have bounced back, and we didn't. So that was kind of one of those games where, you know, you try to grow from it. Pacific is a really good team. Jesse's got them playing really well. So, you know, it's not a loss that you need to be embarrassed about. It was just one of those that we knew maybe it'll get our guys hungrier going down the line and not leave anything to chance. The Perryville game, they are a good team. And I know, you know, I've watched the film on that game several times, and we had 3 or 4 golden opportunities in the first half that any of the guys on the shots would have told you that, you know, they should have scored it, you know, and if we knock 2 of those in early, you know, I think that game's completely different. And just, you know, I think they got 2 really late, and it was just one of those things where it's, you know, you're subbing guys in just to get them out, save legs when it's 3-0 late, and then they tack on a couple more. So, you know, it's not like we were out of that game. We played right with them. It's just they converted on their chances and we didn't. But, yeah, like I said earlier, the Kirksville team was really solid. They were really well-skilled. And, you know, we just usually that third game and that time frame is usually kind of a battle of attrition, who can just outlast the other guy. But even the officials after the game just told both the coaches they really enjoyed reffing that game. It was fun. You know, it looked like the way the game's supposed to be played. So when the officials tell you that after the game, usually that's a good sign that, you know, the guys are playing right and doing the right things, not just the style and the intensity they're playing with, but, you know, playing within the rules. But, yeah, and then we got St. Mary's coming up in a couple weeks. And, you know, we got Pius, which they've always been strong. And, yeah, you try to sprinkle in some tough games in there to get your guys battle-tested. And then, you know, you got your conference games in there and a tournament or two. And you just try to keep it fresh and sprinkle in some new teams all the time. So, yeah, the point is try to get battle-tested and, you know, ready for district play. I know we finished with Fox and Lutheran South, so, you know, two schools, one's bigger. Fox always doesn't have the best record, but they're always usually a strong physical team, and they're always battle-tested with the conference they're in. And Lutheran South has been predominantly, you know, a sectional quarterfinal-type team over the last several years, and, you know, we took them to overtime last year and fell. But, you know, those little things these guys remember. They have long memories when it comes to games that they lost in the past, so they want to get their kind of their final say, these nine seniors, and just kind of beat that team the last time we play them, just to, I guess, get the last laugh, so to speak.
Yeah, I got you. Coach, I'm going to ask you to make a bold move here, and we'll wrap things up with you as we're speaking to Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. In your district tournament, you have Windsor, DeSoto, Festus. Windsor got the best of you the last couple of years, and last year's match was so much fun, an overtime winner for Tanner Berry there. But as you look at the districts this year, you kind of look at the records. Windsor's down. DeSoto is down a little bit. Festus has improved, but you guys did beat them earlier this season based on the scoreline pretty easily. But the bold part of this question is, you know, your feel for this team at this point in the season, are they ready to win a state championship?
To win a what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Are they ready to win a state championship in your eyes?
Well, I know we still got some work to do. There's things that we have to shore up, but I know their goals are very lofty. We talk about goals periodically, and you know, you never want to tell anybody to set their sights low. You know, you always aim high, and you do the best you can to achieve those goals, whether short-term or long-term. But to say they're ready, I wouldn't say anybody's ready just yet, but you know, that our goal is to get as far as we possibly can. These guys know that, you know, we've never been past the sectional round, so I know that's kind of the short-term goal. But, you know, you win that sectional round, you get into that final eight, and you don't know what can happen. You know, you don't really know who you're going to match up with. I don't like to look too far forward. I mean, you know the teams that could be lining up, and obviously we all look at the scores when, you know, the playoffs are going on or even the regular season. But we have the makings of a really good team. When they play well, we can beat just about any. I mean, on our schedule, I think we can beat anybody on our schedule. I haven't seen everybody play, even, you know, say a Summit or a Webster Groves. I know those guys are really tough. Our guys know that too. But you know, you keep winning games, you cut the field in half, and confidence grows, and you never know how far you can get. So, like I said, their goals are set high. We're not ready right now, but we got seven games to prepare for the, you know, the knockout stages, so to speak. So that's our goal, is to get into that position and take these guys as far as they can go.
All right, good deal, Coach. I guess probably the only time you don't ever want to aim high is on a penalty kick, because you don't want to shoot it above the crossbar and miss.
Yeah, we didn't do that at all. That keeper made every save. Usually one goes high, one goes wide, but all four hit his hand. So
wow, that's incredible. That is a rarity for sure. Well, Coach Schott, appreciate the time as always. Of course, once districts roll around, we'll kind of set up a district preview for our followers here. But good luck against St. Pius and the rest of the teams on your schedule, and we'll talk later.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough Boys Soccer Club, joining, or soccer team, I should say, joining us here on KJ Sports Talk.